The scripture that I had read earlier was from Genesis chapter 2. From Genesis chapter 2. And, you know, after, you know, studying all of these things and studying these passages for the class that we're going to be working on, there's a lot that we can gain from all of these chapters, all these things that we just won't be able to cover in our class. And some of the things that we find in here are just, there's so many remarkable things. There's this idea here of the beauty of marriage and how it is just so remarkable and so amazing and so wonderful. And it brought Adam, once he saw the woman for the first time, it brought him, you know, it brought him to this idea of, well, this poetry right here in verse 23. And now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. We find in this passage, you know, it seems kind of strange it seems kind of strange that God, rather, would present all the animals before Adam. Doesn't it seem kind of strange? He knows. He knows that all these animals aren't going to be comparable to him, won't work for him as a helpmeet, as a helper, as anything of that nature. He knows that. So why would he show him all the creatures beforehand? Well, he shows them all the creatures beforehand. One possibility here, he shows them all the creatures beforehand to help him appreciate how remarkable woman is. That she isn't just some creature that we find elsewhere in the world, that she is special, she is unique, she is just like him in many ways, though still special and unique, that they are one and the same, that they are together. In fact, earlier we find in Genesis chapter 1, we find in verses 26 and 27, 27 specifically. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. You see, when he created them, it's not God is simply the image of man or the image of God. It's not simply man is simply the image of God. Man as in males. But women are too. And in fact, we find a complete image of God with the man and the woman together. And that marriage relationship shows that perfect unity, or at least ideally should be perfect unity together in that regard. It's an image of the Godhead even. And that is such a remarkable thing to consider. Marriage is so wonderful and so amazing. It, as I said before, it can horribly go wrong. and that is something that we've got to, because we're human beings, we're sinful. We're going to mess it up from time to time. There's going to be conflict, there's going to be issues. But we've got to make sure that we do all that we can to make things work. To make things work, because we've made that commitment. We've made that vow before God and man. To be together and to work things out to the best of our ability. We've got to try to make it work as best as possible. Now, at the same time, Jesus tells us that there is a cause for divorce. That's not the point of this lesson, however. And so there does come a point when things are irreconcilable. And so that is a possibility. But in the end, the best outcome is for man and woman to be together live out what we see in God himself. And we can see that also in, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The first few verses, well, starting verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember in me all things that keep and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonors her head, for that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. Now, keep on going. We find out that the head covering is a woman's hair. But the point is that in verse 3 especially, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. See, we have that mirror image with the marriage relationship of Christ and God together. In a sense, we mirror, the man mirrors the mirrors God, and the woman mirrors Christ, that they are the head of one another. And that's a remarkable mystery that we find also in Ephesians chapter 5. And of course, I don't have time to get into all that. But Ephesians chapter 5 talks about that mystery of man and woman being together, and how how we can find that it is very similar to Christ and his church. There's so many wonderful applications to these things in terms of marriage and how beautiful and wonderful it is. And we've got to make sure that we follow that word so that we can have that beautiful and wonderful home that we so desperately desire. You know, and it all starts with becoming a Christian. We've got to become a Christian first in order to make all that work. And so we have an opportunity this morning to help make that work so that we can become what God wants us to be, to follow after him and to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you need to do that this morning, I encourage you to do so. If you need to make things right with him in some other way, then we want you to do that as well. If you're watching with us online, we'll make sure that you see the instructions there, so that we can make sure things are, so that you can let us know if you have a need as well. Please, if you have a need this evening, let us know as we stand and as we sing.